Welcome to this podcast series entitled Lipids, Hyperlipidemia, and Atherosclerotic Cardiovascular Disease. In this first podcast, I'm going to discuss lipids, the importance of LDL cholesterol and why we should measure it, and interpretation of a lipid profile. It must be remembered that cholesterol is an essential building block of the human body, much like petrol for your car. So cholesterol forms part of every cell membrane. Cholesterol is a building block for steroid hormones such as cortisol, estrogen, and testosterone, and it also forms the basis of bile acids, which are essential for digestion. The other main type of lipid is triglyceride. Triglyceride is the way we store excess calories. So with the obesity epidemic, an excess of triglycerides is becoming a huge problem. We use triglycerides during times of starvation to burn calories. There is now overwhelming evidence that cholesterol, particularly LDL cholesterol, is the cause of atherosclerosis and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Other risk factors like diabetes mellitus, hypertension, obesity, smoking are really just partners in crime, and the evidence all shows that LDL cholesterol is pivotal and the causal risk factor of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Now, despite the COVID pandemic, which is still ongoing and has resulted in about 7 million deaths over the last 3 years, this pales into insignificance when we look at deaths due to cardiovascular disease. At the current time, over 21 million deaths per year are occurring worldwide from atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. So this pandemic is 10 times greater than the COVID pandemic, but we pay much less attention to it, unfortunately, in the present time. Another misconception about atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease is that it is only a disease of the Western world, like Europe, the United States, etc. But at this present time, 60% of deaths due to atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease are now occurring in low-income countries like ours, and their prevalence is definitely on the increase within our black population. So anybody at risk for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, diabetics, smokers, etc., we must remember to measure lipids and do a lipid profile. The standard lipid profile consists of a total cholesterol, triglycerides, an HDL, and then a calculated LDL cholesterol. This is usually done using the Friedewald formula, which basically says the LDL cholesterol is the total cholesterol minus the HDL cholesterol plus the triglycerides divided by 2.2. It's usually pretty good, but if the triglyceride levels are greater than 4.5 millimoles per liter, the Friedewald formula becomes inaccurate. So there are new formulas such as Hopkins and Sampson's, but ideally, when you are uncertain or if the triglycerides are high, you should request a direct LDL cholesterol. It's just important to emphasize that ratios are bad, so you shouldn't be looking at total cholesterol to HDL or LDL to HDL ratios. Because, for example, in vegetarians, where cholesterol can be low, HDL can also be low. So ratios can give you a very bad prediction of risk. It is better to look at the actual figures and the actual numbers. And most critical is the LDL cholesterol level, because this is where we target therapies. And the lower the LDL cholesterol, the lower the risk for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. There may be a place for an extended lipid profile. For example, lipoprotein little a has become quite topical, and this seems to be an independent risk factor for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. I don't play any role in terms of LDL particle size. I do not think LDL particle size is of any benefit. For example, patients with the most severe atherosclerosis, patients with homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, have very large LDL particles. And despite these very large particles, they suffer from very premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. So in my opinion, all LDL particles are atherogenic, and we should just look at the LDL cholesterol level when deciding on treatment for an elevated LDL cholesterol. Then lastly, what about fasting versus non-fasting? In fact, we now realize it's not necessary to fast a patient to measure a lipid profile. It has very little effect on total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol. It does have a minor effect in terms of triglycerides. So if you have a patient with elevated triglycerides, you would then get them to have a fasting lipid profile done. But as mentioned, treatment is directed mainly at LDL cholesterol. So for most patients, particularly if they only have an LDL cholesterol problem, a non-fasting lipid profile is appropriate. So that ends this first podcast. Stay tuned for the next podcast when I will be discussing the presentation and the clinical workup of patients who have a lipid disorder.
We are Novartis, and we are reimagining medicine.